Looking to be a part of a dynamic company that provides exceptional service in the oil and gas industry? Then consider IPS. Integrated Production Services is a leading provider of production enhancement services for oil and gas producers. At IPS, we are currently seeking energetic and team-oriented individuals with a successful track record in the oil and gas field. Here at IPS, we're committed to building a better tomorrow and for future generations through our reputation of hiring the best professionals and industry leaders to serve our clients better. IPS is offering entry-level positions, plus also seeking knowledgeable professionals with experience in logging and perforating, coil tubing and frac stimulation. Consider IPS for your future today. Send your resume to IPS, 2269 North Mash Branch Road, Suite Number 1, Denton, Texas, 76207, or give them a call at 940-484-4481. That's 940-484-4481. Or check us out online at ipsadvantage.com.
Did you know that Complete Production Services is one of North America's leading oilfield service providers, offering field support solutions, equipment, and well production optimization and enhancement to some of the largest oil and gas companies? Complete Production is fully committed to developing solutions for your operating environment and can handle any oilfield demands, well servicing, and rentals. Most importantly, they are committed to superior customer service and also focus on safety and the environment. Service, expertise, innovation. Complete Production Services. Join us online at CompletePproductionServices.com.
Elissa Walker Campbell is on the air, asking the questions you want to know, with the biggest and best names in sports, like TCU head football coach Gary Patterson.
I watched our kids in the offseason. You could really tell the work ethic. Our kids have played very hard, and they put themselves in a position where they are right now.
The Big E Sports Show.
Elissa, it's our pleasure. You've always been good to us, and we're glad to be part of it.
Saturdays from 11 a.m. to noon. Hosted by Elissa Walker Campbell.
Dedicated to quality and service, Western Company of Texas has earned the reputation as the premier water transfer company in all the Barnett Shale. Their goal is to efficiently transfer water to your next completion job with the best service possible and can meet your water transfer needs anyplace, anytime, anywhere, 24/7. Western Company of Texas has a proven track record and has successfully completed thousands of water transfer jobs and can meet those last-minute deadlines. So if you're looking to transport water to your next completion job, then think Western Company of Texas and the guys with the green pumps. They cover all the Barnett Shale with locations in Cleburne, Ponder, Hyco, and Weatherford. Western Company of Texas has a large inventory of irrigation pipe and transfer pumps available and ready to meet all your water transfer needs. Western Company of Texas and the guys with the green pumps, committed to precision, performance, and competitive pricing. Excellence is not expensive, it's priceless. Call Western Company of Texas and the guys at the Green Pumps. They are the premier water transfer company in all the Barnett Shale. Call 682-831-9300, 682-831-9300, or go to their website at wct.us.com.
It's the show you don't want to miss. The Big E Sports Show with Elissa Walker Campbell. Stay tuned as Elissa goes up close and personal with some of the biggest names in the world of sports. From Dallas Cowboys Hall of Fame quarterback Roger Staubach to legendary broadcaster Pat Summerall. Think big. Think big. It's all happening right here on the Big E Sports Show.
Elissa Walker Campbell, we want to welcome you back this weekend to the Big E Sports Show. We are so excited. College football is underway. And our second guest on our program, hey, we were talking Big 12 North, we were talking Nebraska, they're soon going to be headed to the Big 10, but Joey Lucci is along with us from Phil Steele Magazine and philsteele.com. Joey, how are you? I hope it's not raining in Ohio.
No, actually, we've got a lot of 90-degree temps the last couple of days, but hopefully it'll cool down here. But you know what's heating up? College football. I'm excited. I know we talk about it all summer long. I know we've talked about it a little
bit. Sure.
And talking about it's great, but isn't it a lot better when the games are being played, though?
Well, it's a lot better when the games are being played, and I have to say, from my alma mater, it's really sweet. A high five to Phil Steele. The fact that they selected OU number one in the preseason, is that correct?
Well, yeah, you know, and it's funny that it's kind of like we've got to put up a shield. A lot of people are just like, what do you mean Oklahoma number one? You know, it's not like we're picking like a South Carolina here or going out on a limb and picking a Conference USA team. It's just, it's Oklahoma number one, and I'll tell you what, it has to do with a lot of things. And let's just start off last year. You know, Oklahoma came out number three in the country last year. I think a lot of people forgot about that because, look it, there are five losses last year. You end up losing Bradford in game one to BYU. You lose by 1 point. You lose by 1 point to Miami of Florida on the road. You're up 10-0. Landry Jones, oh, by the way, you're supposed to hold the clipboard all season. Oh, you got to make your first road start against one of the most athletic teams in the country. You lose a three-point contest to the Texas Longhorns, but you somehow have a yard advantage. You're leading 6-0. It's tied 13-13 in the fourth quarter. I don't know how they lost this one, but I watched it. A seven-point loss at Nebraska. You have a 145-yard edge. 23-7 first down edge. I mean, you hold them to 7 first downs. What happens? 4 turnovers. About the only game they actually got smoked last year and had a horrible showing was that Texas Tech game. But at that point, you know, they had a couple losses and stuff. And, well, they showed what they did the next week in Bedlam against Oklahoma State. And then they had their first bowl win since 2005. So this is a team that last year could have easily had 11, 12 wins last year. Another thing, how about Landry Jones? He came into the season, I'm just going to wear a hat, hold the clipboard, learn the offense. Why not? You've got the Heisman Trophy winner, Sam Bradford, coming back. All of a sudden, he throws for 3,000 yards, which wasn't supposed to happen. Now you've got an experienced quarterback coming in. Also, injuries. 42 starts lost to injuries last year. That was number three among all 120 FBS schools. And check this out. In the Big 12 play, they actually outgained their opponents by 133 yards per game. That was the best mark. Now with Landry Jones coming back, you've got more experience. The O-line, we talked about that last year, how big of a concern it was. Not a concern at all coming in this year. They're going to be healthy and they're going to be better. And I'll tell you this, if you're a historian, check this out. Stoops' first year, 1999, Oklahoma went 7-5. What did they do the next year? Oh, wow, 13-0. They won the national title. And check this out for all you history buffs out there. Four teams went to the national title game that lost four games or more the previous year, three with five or more losses, and that's where Oklahoma fits in there too. Also, DeMarco Murray, you got to think he's going to be healthier this year. They're looking for him to rush about 1,500 yards. I know he shared some time in the backfield but with Chris Brown gone, obviously. So DeMarco looks to be the man. Obviously, you talked about Landry Jones. Ryan Broyles, a top wide receiver, punt returner in all the country there. So there's a lot of weapons. The offensive line depth, never a question mark on that defensive side. You know, Jeremy Beal coming back, even with some big losses. But let's face it, Oklahoma has big losses each and every year into the NFL draft. So this is going to be a solid team, and plus their schedule sets up really nice. I look at two games. The Texas game, but no Colt McCoy, and he was their leading rusher, and they're switching their offense philosophy a little bit this year. And then the Texas A&M game is going to be difficult. They're going to be a team, but they should be able to get past that. You know, looking at it, they should be standing 12-0, and wouldn't it be funny, 12-0 Oklahoma versus a 12-0 Nebraska team, which we have projected in the magazine, and that would be a great Big 12 championship game.
Absolutely. You know, we talk about Texas. That game's going to be scheduled a whole lot earlier this year, coming up October 2nd. We're going to blink, Joey, and that game will be here.
Absolutely, and that happens all the time. But like I said, you know, looking at Oklahoma's schedule coming into that game at 4-0, you know, they're going to be playing a rebuilding Cincinnati team. Where Texas, they got a little bit tougher of a road with UCLA there. But you know what? That's why you go to these schools to play these games. These are going to excite you no matter what. And if you can't get excited, if you're Oklahoma for Texas, if you're Texas and can't get excited about playing Oklahoma, you shouldn't go there in the first place. So, yeah, that game's going to be one of those key games on the schedule. But like I said, a little bit of a slight edge to the Sooners.
I like the fact that you highlighted so many of the positives offensively for Oklahoma. Landry Jones, DeMarco Murray, yeah, he's 100%. He's healthy and lost 10 pounds in the offseason. Ryan Broyles, but what are you hearing in terms of special teams?
Well, I look at special teams. You know, I heard Stoops was really upset about the inconsistent play they had in preseason of all the kickers. I think this year could be a kicker by committee. Remember last year, Patrick O'Hara, who looks to be the number one guy, but that's a quotation mark around that number one guy. He was a walk-on last year. He had come in and he had kicked some. I think Stoops was upset about that. You know, you have Jimmy Stevens up there and a couple other guys. I look at two areas of the special teams. Trez Way, a punter, second team All-Big 12 as a freshman. This guy could take over the kicking jobs. He could just handle it all. And they might go that route too if Stoops is that unhappy. So I think punting wise, they're not hurting at all. And let's just face it, you don't want to hear punting in the same sentence with the Sooners because you don't want to punt too much. So if it's up to them, he's not going to get a lot of chances to punt. So they might bring him over on the kicking side. And also the punt returner, obviously Ryan Broyles, an all Big 12 punt returner, this guy can just change a game every time he touches the ball. That's why I wanted to give him the ball as much as possible. The kick returning, I see that they have DeMarco Murray as the number one. I kind of question that a little bit. That's where he, you know, was injured on special teams. I think I focus him a little bit more on the running game. Stick one of those athletic guys they got coming up in the kick return game, and I think they'll be okay. But all in all, I think they'll come up with a kicker. I think the inconsistent will kind of level itself off. That's what winning kind of does to a program. It makes everything smooth out a little bit, and I think that they'll be okay in the long run.
Joey Lucci, you're listening to his voice. Of course, he is with Phil Steele Magazine and philsteele.com. And are the updates, are they daily at that website?
Absolutely daily. There's a daily blog on there. We're going to be doing the interesting tidbits on the game. You know, sometimes, Alyssa, you know that watching a football game and you see the final score, such as the last year's Nebraska-Oklahoma game, that doesn't always tell the story. And what we like to do is kind of find that, you know, that in the middle between what happened, maybe that key turnover or key injury or something happened here or there. You're going to find that all at philsteele.com. You're going to find all your matchups, all your past history matchups. And also what's neat is if you want to become an expert and you want to pick the games, we also have a contest up there, Alyssa. Go on there. It's free. We don't ask you for any a phone number or anything. Just sign up, and you can actually pick all the conference games who you think's going to win. There's going to be standings weekly. There'll be prizes at the end of the year, so it's going to be a lot of fun with philsteele.com.
Okay, we highlighted and talked about the Sooners. Of course, their season opener with Utah State. Kickoff is set for 6 o'clock Central Time. I'm certainly looking forward to be there covering both of those teams.
They're on the sideline, aren't you?
Yeah, absolutely. It's going to be a lot of fun. Let's talk about one of the big games right here in Arlington, Texas, TCU and Oregon State. Your thoughts about these two teams in the matchup?
You know, looking at this matchup going from TCU, it's not that, you know, TCU, we talked about, has a chance to get to that national title game. Let's face it, they were 1 second away or, you know, maybe a pass somewhere else by Colt McCoy last year playing for the national title. You know, this is a team that probably would have been in it if Texas would have lost to Nebraska, what I mean. And now you've got to play Oregon State that comes off. But you're playing in Arlington. You're playing in the stadium where the scoreboard stretches from, what, Texas to Ohio, it seems like. So TCU, surrounding areas, Oregon State traveling a little bit. I do feel that this game is probably going to be not as close as some people expect, even though it is a Pac-10 team. Let's face it, TCU, the best non-BCS team out there. And it looks like another successful year this year. And when I look at their schedule, I highlighted 4 games on their schedule, and Oregon State was the first one. I also have Baylor at home, but they take care of business against the Big 12. They're 5-2 their last 7 games against it. BYU, but no Max Hall. Their running back was suspended this year. They get them at home. And then at Utah, and they've had their way with Utah the last couple of years, even though 2 years ago they did lose their last trip there, but they actually dominated them. And I look at this team at TCU, and I look at 12-0, and how can, if you have a one-loss SEC team or a Big 12 team, something like that, and an undefeated TCU team, I think there's a little bit of talk. But I'm telling you, TCU goes 12-0, and some of those schools have a couple losses here or there. This is a team that can well play. They can actually play for the national championship this year and be the first non-BCS conference team to represent that.
Of course, TCU had 12 wins last year. They were 12-1. Gary Patterson in his 10th season. As you look over just the landscape of this team and just what all they've been able to accomplish, what has been the key to their success in terms of consistency?
I think it all starts from the top guy, Gary Patterson. You're looking at it. He's in his 12th year. This is a team that's completely, everybody's bought into his system. What he's teaching, they're buying, and it's a good thing to buy into because it is working. And also the fact that it's amazing, you know, they're in Texas. They're in football, college football, hotbed country. You're recruiting every year against your Texases. You're recruiting against your Oklahomas, your Oklahoma State, your Texas Techs, your A&Ms. And you know that's difficult, and you're saying, come to play for the TCU Horned Frogs. The TCU Horned Frogs, well, now they're making a name for themselves. You hit it right on the head. They were 12-0 last year. Yeah, they didn't have a great showing in the bowl game and everything of that nature, but this is a team that has won 11 games, 5 of the last 7 years, double digits, you know, 6 of the last 8 years. Gary Patterson, a disciplinary head coach that just brings it, one of the best head coaches in all of the NCAA. And I'll tell you what, to play for him, that's where they're coming to play for. And I'll tell you what, TCU, if I were them, I'd sign him up for a, how about just a, whenever you want to leave, it's up to you. You just stay here as long as you want. I have utmost respect for Gary Patterson and that program.
He does a great job in terms of his recruiting. Let's hear some about the quarterback, Andy Dalton. Everywhere you go, they just high praise for this young man, and it's nice to see him on the Heisman list. I think he kind of, you know, didn't get enough respect last year.
Well, you know, on the Heisman list, it's an individual award, but you know you got to have a successful team. You know, you just do. Nobody will talk about that, but you have to. And obviously TCU is going to be very successful this year, and it starts with Andy Dalton. And not only his passing, but the guy can take off and he can run. And I think you'll see that a little, some more this year. He had over 500 yards rushing last year. You know, this is a guy doesn't make any too many mistakes. He's going to be a senior. This whole system, he knows inside and out, and that's the kind of guy you want. It comes right from that head coach, and he's got so many weapons around him. I know people are saying, well, Joseph Turner's gone, but I tell you what, they've got a lot of talent coming back at the running back spot, and how much talent do they got coming back at the receiver spot? Pick your poison there. The offensive line is loaded. Obviously, they put a top-notch defense in. So specifically with Andy Dalton, though, this is a kid, yeah, that people are saying dark horse. I think could be a front runner for the Heisman. If this team is 12-0, and they're on their way to the national championship game, he's got to be considered up there.
Okay, Joey, we're keeping it short and sweet this weekend. We certainly appreciate you dropping by, and we want to catch up with you towards the latter part of September. I hope you'll mark the date.
Absolutely, I definitely will, and I look forward to it.
We're going to step aside much more straight ahead here in just a moment on the Big E Sports Show. Join us online at eradiosports.com, and our guest, Joey Lucci, the magazine, Phil Steele Magazine, philsteele.com. We will be right back.
The Big E Sports Show with Elissa Walker-Campbell is the biggest names in sports.
Delivering the insight.
Delivering the insight you won't find anywhere else.
Anywhere else.
Like TCU head football coach Gary Patterson.
Texas A&M great R.C. Slocum.
And Big E's regular guest of ESPN Radio, better known as the Double Nickel, Jason Peter. The Big E Sports Show
with Elissa Walker-Campbell.
Miss one episode and you miss the game.